In an era of institutional rot, cranks can be hard to tell from heroes, by Nitsu Abebe. If you've ever attended an open meeting regarding any function of your local government, you'll understand how crucial it is to American democracy that ordinary citizens not be expected to represent themselves with the vocabulary of lawyers or the pause of politicians. Still, of the many Michiganders the Trump campaign trotted out before state legislators early this month to air dubious allegations of electoral fraud, some worked hard to convey a sense of real gravity and sobriety. The actual content of their testimony may have been, by turns, witless, pointless, and bizarre. For the most part, they failed to understand mundane features of election law and thus considered them suspicious. But there was, surprisingly often, a real attempt made to dress nonsense in a presentable suit. The one among them who found real notoriety wasn't the most polished, though, or even the most comical. Melissa Carone, who had worked in IT support for Dominion Voting Systems, a company that provided election technology to most Michigan counties, waxed wild and impertinent as soon as lawmakers started asking her questions, flinging claims of every kind of fraud imaginable. Even when a Republican legislature tried gently to steer her towards some sort of invaluable assertion, she had none of it, shooting darts with her eyebrows and insinuating that he himself might be part of a cover-up.